Good afternoon and welcome to Looking Back at Gawler's History Through the Files of the Bunyip. And this week we're looking at Wednesday the 6th of May.
May.
Oh, May already, I know.
Amazing.
So I'm here with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette.
And we're down in the Gawler Culture Heritage Centre underneath the Gawler Civic Centre.
We are indeed.
Yes. Surrounded by Gawler's history.
And yes, it's a good place to be.
It is. So I'll kick off with 150 years ago, Burton and Taylor's Circus. After a very successful tour in the north, this popular circus is to perform in Gawler on the night of the races. In addition to the ordinary program, the public are to be treated to some new and startling feats, including Dick Turpin's celebrated Ride to York.
Now, I can never hear Burton and Taylor without thinking of Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, yes, of course.
Because their marriage was also a bit of a circus.
Oh, yes.
But the Dick Turpin Ride to York was really popular. That is what, well, at least in the TV adaptation, I'm not sure if it's, I think in the book too, Far From the Madding Crowd, they go to see Dick Turpin performing the Ride to York.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, didn't know much about Dick Turpin. I just remembered the ride from A to Gent, which is I galloped, he galloped, we galloped, all three, and that's how it started, and okay. I can't remember it. But I think one of the horses collapses at the end. A bit macabre. Mm. 100 years ago, Mayor's Report. The Mayor, in his report, drew Council's attention to the conditions existing with the Adelaide Electric Supply Company, namely that the street lights be cut off on exempt nights up to the full moon. Exempt nights were previously granted vehicles, but the state has progressed, and all nights throughout the year vehicles had to carry lights. The exemption from street lighting was due to the fact that the moon should be shining, but of late, and it could be expected during the winter months, the sky was more overcast than clear, except nights up to the full moon.
Oh, there you go.
Confusing, but isn't it interesting that only 100 years ago, vehicles had to carry lights.
Yes.
They didn't have their own headlights.
Yeah.
And that street lights were turned off at a certain time. They weren't left on 24 hours. Like, it just seems to come from a different time altogether. And it's hard to really think, that's just 100 years. There are people alive now that were infants then. It's still within one generation, really. One lifetime ago.
Yep.
And so I'll move on to 50 years ago. Okay, this one makes me laugh. Record 56,900 for home. A three-bedroom home at Williston has been sold at auction for $56,900, a record price for a home in Gawler. The home in Jane Street was sold on Thursday last week by Gateshins PT Ltd, Gawler manager Mr Ray Gerlach. $60,000.
Yes.
And that actually, in 25-year period, so if a three-roomed home is going for $56,000 50 years ago, about 30 years ago, average house price in Gawler was around $120,000 to $150,000.
Yeah, but there's two really, really flash houses up on Jane Street. Yeah. Williston, it would have been one of those two.
Right.
So yeah, really, like big acreage.
Yes.
Four or five house blocks, both set back off the road. I think one, well, maybe, I can't remember, it might have been one of the doctors in Gawler. But Neil Andrew and his family, former member for Waitham, and his family lived there for years in one of them.
Yeah.
And after he retired, they moved to Adelaide. But, yeah, they are very big, grand, imposing, big lawns out the front, views over Gawler. So very, very desired.
It was just an ordinary three-bedroom house.
I don't think so. Just if it's a record price, I would say it would have been one of those two. Yeah, and Jane Street.
Right.
Yes, 25 years ago, cheap local petrol draws motorists from wide area. As public discontent grows over spiralling national petrol prices, several Gawler service stations last week reversed the trend with major discounts. The price of unleaded fuel dipped as low as 88.9 cents a litre at both Gawler Shell and BP on Thursday and Friday. Yes, well.
I remember when it was hitting the dollar, because that's when I was driving the boys out to Angle Vale to school, and it was costing me about $70 a week in fuel.
Like. Yeah. Oh, it would have been huge.
Yeah. Doing the two trips a day.
Yeah. Well, I've cut down on my driving around, because it was one day it cost me, I think it was $140 to top up my ute, which is diesel, so not fun anyway. But yesterday I'd only half filled it, and it was only $60, I think, so it's quite palatable for half a tank. Mm. Yeah, it was crippling, those prices.
Oh, yes, yeah. It would be. So, 10 years ago, Craig's Red Letter Day. Growing up in One Tree Hill, Craig Goodwin could only have dreamt that one day he'd be holding the A-League Championship trophy aloft in front of 51,000 screaming fans. That dream became reality on Sunday as he and his Adelaide United teammates downed Western Sydney Wanderers 3-1 in front of a bumper Adelaide Oval crowd to secure the 2015-16 championship.
I think that must be soccer.
I was going to say, I've got no idea what sport that is.
I know the Adelaide Reds is soccer team, isn't it?
I don't know.
Montreal? A-League. I'm pretty sure that's the soccer team. Adelaide United. That might be rugby. I don't know. Why don't they say what it is?
I know. It's frustrating, isn't it?
It is frustrating. Yes. So, anyway, that's enough for this week.
That is indeed.
Very short and sweet, like both of us.
Yes.
Until next week.
Until next week. For all light signs.